Hello, good afternoon. This is Jean Norton. Thank you so much for coming on the call this afternoon about investing in the tax liens in Florida. The tax certificates in Florida have proved to be lucrative for me. There are some issues to discuss, and I want to encourage everybody to ask questions about how this works and et cetera. Any questions at all regarding tax liens and this topic is about tax certificates, tax liens, and it's specifically about the state of Florida. And the reason I got involved with this is when I went to one of these really kind of expensive, well, I went to, it's free actually, I went to a free seminar and they get you all hyped up and ready to go and, you know, making you realize that your whole life is going to change and, you know, they make dollars that seem like nothing. And so sure enough, I got sold a $1,000 course on tax lien and tax deed investing. And I, I guess maybe I'm more of a risk taker than most people, but I just went ahead and, you know, listened to what they have to say, and I continued to learn it. And I had a little bit of savings at the time, so I could actually, you know, dive in and see what they were talking about. And one of the things that I had realized is, you know, first of all, not only are there, you know, different states handle tax deeds, tax liens separately, you know, very differently. And, you know, right now, like, I wouldn't even think of going to a different state besides Florida at this point, well, or Texas, just because there is just so much involved with the rules, the procedures, you know, what to expect, et cetera. Right after I bought the tax course, in Florida was the certificate that was coming up, certificate sale. Boy, hold on. Okay, sorry about that. So I just studied it. The $1,000 course didn't give me everything I needed to know, naturally. And I even remember calling for support. I'd always get like some lady, it sounded like she was getting her groceries from the car. And I was like, wow, I don't know about this. But anyway, I went in and I read the statutes, read the laws on the Florida tax lien process. And I also studied Texas because I'm here in Texas. And I studied what was available here in my metropolitan area in Austin, Texas. And there really wasn't a whole lot. Thank you. There really wasn't a whole lot that that I could do here because they're just, you know, I'd just get outbid and it was just too competitive. So I looked into the Florida tax liens and you know, I'm just going to give you a high level view of what goes on in Florida and why I chose Florida, you know, besides just the timing, but they had an online presence. And that made it so much easier for me to actually bid on some of these tax certificates. Now, not all of the counties have an online presence, and you actually have to go to the courthouse and actually make your bids. But the ones with the online presence certainly made it easier for me. So Florida has sort of like a two-phase approach. If you are behind on your taxes in Florida, your property taxes, the counties and the state needs that money in order to run. So instead of waiting for somebody to pay, they will offer you a certificate, which is a lien to the property itself. So they will, and that certificate can pay up to 18%. So what they do is you've got your 18% certificate, and then if the property owner is still late on their taxes for the second year, a second certificate offering is made available to the public. And then I believe it's 22 months later, if the property taxes still aren't paid, the lien holders can buy each other out, pay that interest rate, that 18% or whatever they ended up choosing, and I'll get to that in just a minute, but then they can pay off the other certificate holder, including the interest rate, and apply for a tax deed auction. I don't want to go too much into tax deed auctions because that's a whole different area, but what happens is the property will go to auction, and if nobody bids on the property, then the certificate holder that actually brought it to a tax deed auction will get the property by default if they want it. They will still have to pay like that third year taxes, but sometimes they will just walk away and say, that's okay, I'll take it as a loss just because the property is either worthless or it's got too many liens on it. So that's pretty much the cycle with regards to tax liens and tax deeds. So what I'm talking about for this call is the tax liens. And yes, I did earn 17-18% interest bidding online from the comforts of my own home. And there are more and more counties that are coming online. And again, like I said, some of the counties you still have to show up in person for the tax sales or the tax certificate sales. So when I say bid, let's just take an example. We've got a property, and let's just say that these people owe $1,000 on that property. And by law, the interest rate is 18% if you don't pay your taxes on time. And it's 18% annualized. So what happens is the county will say, okay, here is somebody that didn't pay their taxes. If somebody wants to cover their taxes for them, we will pay you up to an interest rate that you are willing to accept. So, for example, you could say, I'll accept 18%. And then somebody else could say, well, you know what, I'm really happy with 15%. And when it gets down to the closing of the sale, they will then award the certificate to the person that bid 15%. Now that person has to go ahead and quickly, very quickly, pay that $1,000 to the county, and the county gives them a certificate with that bearing that 15% interest. Now, more times than not, the property is redeemed shortly thereafter, and that was my experience. At this point, I don't mind at all if you enter a star 6 to get in the Q&A queue, and then I will get started in where are some of the pitfalls and where could you actually lose money, because a lot of these people out there trying to educate you on training tell you it's guaranteed and that you can't lose, and that's just not true. There are properties that the county charges taxes on, and the properties are absolutely worthless, or even worse, poisonous, or, you know, I don't know how toxic or whatever, and could put you in a position of liability. And the other place that you could actually lose your money is if none of the certificate holders for 7 years actually go and apply for the tax deed. There are two events that occur to actually get your money back, and one is if somebody pays the taxes, and then they will redeem the taxes, and then you will be paid what you invested plus your interest rate. Or if that doesn't happen, if it comes to a tax deed application, and that means one other certificate holder applied for a tax deed and bought out all of the other certificate holders, at that point you will then get paid your investment plus the interest rate that you bid on. So if nobody applies for a tax deed and nobody redeems that back taxes, then you could lose your investment after a period of 7 years. So One of the things that is really kind of critical is going through and doing some due diligence on the property itself. So one of the things that you want to look for is what are the existing liens on the property. Now, if you're not familiar with the order of liens, I will tell you that tax deeds, tax certificates, all of that stuff, you want to watch for outstanding liens that have to do with governmental liens. Not that it's that big of an issue if they're a small lien, but if you've got a big IRS lien on the property, that lien will not go away. If there's a first mortgage on the property, a second mortgage on the property, those liens will go away. So if you actually buy a certificate, follow through, and actually see it to tax deed auction, or at least have some faith that somebody is confident that this is a profitable event for them and they bring it to tax deed auction, then all liens, with the exception of governmental liens, will be extinguished. So when they say, wow, you could get a house for pennies on the dollar, well, that's true. You could get a house for pennies on the dollar, conceivably. I have never heard of that happening. I've not seen it happen. Nobody's told me that it's happened to them, at least for Florida. They may work in other states that aren't as popular, but I don't know of it happening. Okay, you can get a high interest rate by investing in the counties, that it's secured by the property. Two, you know that you have to make sure that the property is of value of at least what your investment is and beyond. Three, you need to see what kind of liens go with the property and what kind of liens are extinguished. And also, you need to find out what the property's use is. There are a couple of what they call land use codes that are pretty interesting, especially in Florida. A lot of them are like vacant residential, vacant commercial, etc. But then you'll see, you know, brush and muck. And, you know, you really want to take a look at that piece of property and see, you know, is that piece of brush and muck really something that's going to be of value to you or somebody else? And if you do end up with that property, can you see any value in it? Most often, I would say not. But who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Maybe you want to raise an alligator farm or something. I don't know. You may have your own motivations, but I would generally avoid those. Again, a star 6 will get you in the Q&A queue. Now, one of the issues that has come up in recent years is the advent of hedge funds and large institutions coming in and bidding down on these tax certificates. It's caught the attention of a lot of hedge funds. It's a high interest rate, and they have got the money and the power and the wherewithal to just do a blast bidding. And what they've done is they will just go ahead and bid like 0.25% interest. And this is a strategy move on their part. And if you're looking at, you know, the entire an entire portfolio, let's say you've got $1 million and you want to put in, you can put in a 0.25% interest rate on, you know, when you bid, when you go online and you say, okay, this is the interest rate that I want to bid is 0.25. And what happens is, first, there will be sort of a random drawing if there are multiples that have bid 0.25. And then, the institution has to, just like you would if you were doing this, has to pay the tax, and they will get the certificate. More often than not, these certificates are redeemed within a few months, and Florida has a minimum 5% penalty. So, and that's 5%, I think, through the life of the certificate. So even though they bid 0.25%, you'll at least get 5% back. So that's a strategy that we talk about a little bit later on as we dig really, really deep into the tax certificate and tax lien process. So, like I said, it's gotten a lot of the attention, but I still swear that there is room for people like you and me to do the 17% interest. And there's a certain things that you want to cover, like, supply and demand. Where is all the attention? And, I would, just as a little hint, I probably wouldn't even bother looking in Miami-Dade County for tax certificates, because I bet there's about 5 hedge funds that are just doing a blanket multiple bid situation at 0.25%. You know, it's not worth my time to go in there and try to fight against, try to bid against these guys. There's plenty of other counties that are not nearly as profit or as competitive, and yet they still have back taxes. It still might be a perfectly good property or a perfectly good piece of land, and you could still get the 18%, the 15%, whatever percentage interest rate you're comfortable bidding on. Now, I will admit that there's a lot of work that you have to do in order to do your due diligence on this effort, and it's really not that hard. It's just kind of tedious, and, again, you don't want to end up, you don't want to end up bidding on something where the value of the property is just, plummeted. And the way the Florida market has been, it got hit really, really hard to where some properties aren't even worth bidding on because the taxes owed are higher than the property itself is worth. I know that's kind of hard to believe, but it's true, especially if you look at the back taxes from, 2009, et cetera. I mean, if you find yourself with looking at a tax certificate that's got 4 other tax certificates that have been issued, you kind of want to take a strong look at that and see if you really want to take that on as a risk because, again, you can hold that for 7 years, and if nobody redeems the certificate or brings it to tax auction, you could actually lose your investment. So, I do have an information product on this, and you can find it at jeannorton.com/DD for double digit. And it is a class that I have put on, and it's got some really good information in there. There's 5 videos in this, and we'll also have question and answers throughout this. You'll have complete access to me during this period. If you've got some issues, some questions, anything you want me to look at, I'll be able to look at. If you do join in, we'll have a special Facebook group where it'll just be us, and we can talk about, what we're working on, what we're looking at, and right now, and it would be a secret, Facebook group for ongoing support, questions and answer, free email support, of course, I'm going to have recordings of the question and answer calls. I've also got, a special bonus coming up by May 15th. It's right now it's $200 off, so I really encourage you to consider if this is something that you want to look into. I encourage you to consider and act soon. And the link again is jeannorton.com/DD, like double digit. And this course is normally $497, but right now with the $200 off, it's $297. And, even if you aren't sure or what's going on or you want me to look at something, even if you're ready and you're ready to make your bid and you want me to be there and watch you as you make your bid, I'll be there. I'll hold your hand. I'll help you, make the decision, monitor the actual process. And I found it to be kind of fun in a way. Sometimes there are situations where 2 people will bid the same amount or in which case they will just randomly decide who gets that. So let's say you and somebody else both bid 15% interest on the tax certificate. You can you know, it'll just randomly decide who gets it. So it just depends on who, how many are bidding on, you know, how popular is that particular resource. Another thing that's really interesting here is that you do have to put up a deposit before you can actually bid. And, well, actually, you can bid before you put up your deposit, but you do have to have a deposit before they actually award the certificate. So you might have one of these hedge funds that actually had done the 0.25% interest, and you bid 15%, and they ran out of money on their deposit. You know, it doesn't matter whether they got money in their bank account or not, but they have a limit. So, like I believe it's 5%. They may have gone up in the last year, but you know, you have to basically park some money in the county in order for you to actually get this. So sometimes people didn't put in enough money, and the 0.25% bid may have won, but because their deposit wouldn't cover it, they'll go to the next one up, and that might be you at 18%. So it really is kind of interesting the way it works, and you know, I have to be honest with you, I have never heard of this before I had any real estate training, and I found it just fascinating. And again, I suspect I'm more aggressive or more of a risk taker than a lot of people because I just jumped right in it. And even then, I remember one of the certificates that I bid on was a boat slip, and that just made me really, really nervous. A boat slip, oh my gosh! I didn't realize that you had to pay taxes on boat slips in Florida, but you do. But sure enough, that was like one of the first ones that got paid off, so I really didn't have to worry at all. And I did actually have one certificate that I actually forgot about. And I know, shame on me, but I forgot about it. I think I was on the first year, and then the second year came in, and it was the second year one that bought me out. And, you know, I got paid, and they were bringing that property to tax deed auction. And I was like, dang, I missed that. I could have actually brought that property to tax deed auction. But that's okay. That happens. You live and learn. So anyway, if there's anybody that's got any questions about tax liens and the tax lien certificate process in Florida, a star 6 will get you in the Q&A queue. I'd be more than happy to talk about it. To me, it was kind of fun, and yeah, I made that interest rate. So we'll see what happens this year. I've heard that the hedge funds have sort of backed out on a lot of their activities, especially in Florida. They've been doing all kinds of stuff, but I think we're starting to see them settle down. So I'm really anxious to see what happens this year and see what the competition is. Okay, so I have a question. Hold on. The 718 area code?
Yeah, Jean, Mike McCallion, how are you?
Good, how are you, Mike?
All right, the question I have is, you said in Florida they pay up to 18%.
Right.
But if everybody's bidding on these, does anybody really get 18%?
Well, I did, but, you know, I can't guarantee that you will. It depends on how many people are bidding. So let's just say you bid 18%. Somebody else comes in and bids 15%. And let's just say that person that bid 15% didn't have enough deposit on file, on record, and then they revert back to your bid of 18%. So, yeah, it's certainly possible.
Right, right.
Again, you just want to avoid the areas where, you know, it's got a lot of attention. I would avoid, you know, the Keys, the Miami, you know, Tampa. You know, those are all just, you know, heavily concentrated in the hedge. Wherever the hedge funds have been, you know, they're still going to have some kind of an interest, you know, but I don't know what's going on with the hedge funds. They've been buying houses and getting houses any way they can. And I've heard from the local real estate attorneys that I talked to in Florida that they used to actually be really aggressive on the tax deed auctions, and I've heard that they've slowed down on that too. So I'm hoping that they've slowed down on the tax certificates as well.
All right, I appreciate that. Now this course, this course, I mean, you'll actually, like you said, hold our hand through these deals.
If you want, I'll do that. Anybody that, that's how accessible I am for this. If you want to, you do the course, learn how to do the due diligence on it, and you want me to look at one, you say, okay, I'm gonna pull the trigger. This is it. I'll hold your hand. I'll be on the phone with you.
But this is strictly online course. This online course. This no
right.
one-on-one or anything like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. It's a virtual hold your hand.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So I'll be on the phone with you if you want me to be. So I found it really, really interesting. In fact, when I announced this call on Bigger Pockets, and biggerpockets.com actually has a lot of really good information, we sort of started, I just announced the call and people were saying, it just started a whole conversation of their experiences with the tax liens and tax deeds, and then they started talking about the different states. It was like, all right, I'll go study Indiana, or I'll go study this, just because it sounded like some people are doing really well. But I did really well with Florida, and there's absolutely no reason. There's a lot of counties that are just not in the radar of the big hedge funds, so there's no reason you can't still get that kind of interest rates. You just want to avoid the things that make the property unattractive. What is the use of the property? What kind of liens are attached to the property? Things like that. So
now, will we be able? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. Will we be able to get that information through your course?
Yes.
All the liens that are on the property and what the property might be worth.
Right. Yes. Absolutely. I mean, I go through and actually do demonstrations on how to do it. This is one of those things where you have to actually know how to work around the county websites, and each county is different. So, I do a sample. I've got an example demonstration on two different counties on how to research the property and how to find out what liens are attached to the property. I know some people want to just go ahead and order a title search, but that gets really, really expensive when you can look at the public records and sort of get an idea. I mean, I don't really go in and do a full title search, but I will do a search based on the previous owner. And, if there's something that alerts, that I see, like if there was multiple owners in the past couple of years, then I might want to look a little bit further. But we do go about how to search online to see if there's a lien attached to the property. Any other questions?
Not right now, Keith.
Okay, well, it's good to hear from you.
But I'm going to go on, I'm going to go online. I'm going to sign up for the course, and I'm probably going to have a lot of questions at that point.
Okay, well, you go to GeneNorton.com/DD, as in double digit.
Right.
And it gives you some information on it, and everything that you need to know, and the bonuses. And I'd love to have you and anybody else sign up for the class. I want to remind everybody a *6 will get you in the Q&A queue. So if you've got any questions at all about, whether this is right for you, I will tell you I spent like $1,000 on it, and then even then only got a very generic overview of how the whole thing works. But even with that, I did get my money back through the interest. So, okay, I have another question. That's the 910 area code.
Hi, Gene. My name is Mike, and I'm up here in South Carolina. And they do tax liens once a year. Does Florida not do that? It sounds as though they do it throughout the year as opposed to once a year like they do up here in South Carolina.
I'm going to tell you, every state is different. Florida will do their tax lien certificates once a year, and they're doing it right now. They're doing it in May. And so that's the tax liens. The tax deeds will happen throughout the year. So,
okay.
Yeah. So So it's two different sales approaches.
Fantastic. Do you also provide information on Texas? Because I noticed you said you were doing business in Texas as well, or is it just focused primarily on Florida?
Yeah, this is just focused on I'm happy to speak about Texas, but this is just focused on Florida. I'm happy to talk to anybody about Texas. I'll tell you, it's pretty simple with Texas. They hold them once a month, and they're not a tax lien state. It's a tax deed state. So it's once a month at the first Tuesday of the month in every single county. And it's not online. And the benefit, what makes Texas so attractive, is if the people come back later and want to redeem their taxes and their properties, I believe they have 6 months. I think they might have more if it's their homesteaded property. But I think they have 6 months, and they have to pay a 50% penalty that you get. So that's why Texas is so attractive. But it just, you know, the chances of actually getting a deal anywhere is just really slim.
Yeah, we have pretty similar up here in South Carolina. It's 24%, but it's a year, and it is like Texas. It's an in-person, once a year type deal, not a deed, but a lien. So it's interesting to see all different rules with different states.
Yeah, I've been tempted to dig into some of the other states, but I spent a whole lot of time reading the Florida statutes, understanding, you know, what all is involved. I felt a little risk that I maybe had overstepped my comfort level when I realized I got a tax lien or a tax certificate on a boat slip. So, as it turned out, I didn't have to worry about that. But
did you have any liens that did not pay out at all? That you just
no, every off? One of them. Every one of them paid off. Every single one. So again, you have to just, you know, I mean, you can actually look. There's a term that is used in the tax world, and according to the $1,000 program that I overpaid for, they call it over the counter. But in Florida, they call it lands available for taxes. And you can even see these are properties that nobody wanted, not even to pay for the taxes. So if you want to see what a really unwanted piece of property looks like, you can go look at the different counties' lands available for taxes. Just do a Google search, and some of them have so many years of taxes on it that it just doesn't make sense to buy.
And then I promise I'll make this my last question, but
okay.
From just the return on these liens, I'm also interested in actually acquiring the property. Do you go through that process on how to acquire a property through a lien within your program?
I'll speak to that if it's not in the recordings. And if you do find yourself in that situation, yes, I'll help you with that. Basically, you have to apply for a tax deed, and you go to the county, and they have a form that you fill out, and you have to pay an application fee. You have to pay all of the other outstanding certificates off at the 18% interest rate, and they will work with you on when this particular lien goes to auction, and it will go to a public auction, and somebody may or may not, you know, they may bid on the property and get the property. That's when you get your 18% or your X percent or whatever it is. But if nobody bids, you can actually end up with the property if you want it.
Okay.
Again, you'll have to pay that current year's taxes. But, there's certainly, you know, what this course is, it's just pretty much on the tax lien process, and we will talk to what happens if you want to about the tax deed application and all of that. And we can talk about tax deeds, but there's a whole lot, there's just like a whole lot more information on the tax deed side of it. So, but I'm happy to help you. I mean, I bought a tax deed in on a condo in the beach, on the beach at in Daytona Beach, so, and I still have it to this day. So I paid like $14,000 for it. So it can happen.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. If there's any other questions, the *6 will get you in the Q&A queue. Any questions at all. Also, if you go to jeanmorton.com/DD and you want to speak with me personally about this to make sure that that's right for you, just click on the little link, you'll see it, and just, you know, get on my calendar, we can talk, make sure that it's right for you, because I don't want you to be unhappy. So if you have any interest at all, I'm open, I'm willing to talk to you, willing to show you what I did, and again, a *6 will get you in the Q&A queue. I am recording this, so if you want to listen to it again, I mean, I'll email the link out to everybody, and for those that couldn't actually make it to the call, make sure that you guys have access to it. And I sure would like to see this tax lien year be a successful one for a lot of you guys. So if there's any other questions, *6 will get you in the Q&A queue. If not, I think about covered everything I can. And that's the other thing is you could actually find some properties with like $30 in back taxes. So, you know, as far as don't feel like you have to be rich and have to spend a whole lot of money on this stuff. You can get it at all different price points. Okay, I have a question. Hold on. Is this Mr. Beck? Hello? I can't hear you. Are you on mute? Hello? Oh, he dropped off. Something happened. Oh, well, maybe he can get back in real quick. But, you can see some as low as $30 for back taxes. And you know, it doesn't hurt to earn 18% on $30. Of course, you know, will you? I don't know. So the other thing that I wanted to say before we left is that there are a couple of different platforms. They're not all going to be the same. Again, we are dealing with governmental entities, and you know, their ease of use is not always their main focus. So we will cover all of the platforms that are being used and how to get around them, how to understand what the codes mean, and how to understand exactly what you're bidding on. So anyway, I don't see any more questions, and my other questioner hasn't come back, so thank you very much for spending some time with me this afternoon, and if you've got any other questions, reach out to me. I'm happy to talk to you. Thanks, everybody, and have a great day. Bye.